This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm Sierra Harrop, W5DX, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, November 3rd, 2023. The Federal Communications Commission has extended the deadline to file comments on the 60-meter band proposal until November 28th, 2023. Replies to comments will be due on December 28th. The public comment period was originally scheduled to close on October 30th. ARRL strongly encourages all amateurs to submit comments expressing support to the FCC for the current 100-watt ERP power limit instead of reducing the power limit to 15 watts EIRP and continuing secondary access to the current channels. ARRL has assembled a web page with instructions on how to submit your comments as well as background information on the issue. You can find that at ARRL.org/60-meter-band. It's also on the homepage. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, and the National Weather Service are finalizing plans for the 2023 Skywarn Recognition Day. The event is held annually on the first Friday and Saturday of December, so this year will be Friday, December 1st, and Saturday, December 2nd. Skywarn Recognition Day was developed in 1999 by NWS and ARRL. It celebrates the contributions that volunteer Skywarn amateur radio operators make to the NWS. During the event, Skywarn operators visit NWS offices and contact other radio operators across the world. More details on the event will be posted on the Skywarn Recognition Day and ARRL websites. The International Telecommunications Union will hold its 2023 World Radio Communication Conference, or WRC23, on November 20th through December 15th in Dubai, United Arab Emirates. The ITU is the United Nations Specialized Agency for Information and Communications Technologies. The ITU includes 193 member states and several hundred sector members and associates. WRC conferences are held every 3 to 4 years to review and revise, if necessary, the ITU Radio Regulations, which is the international treaty governing use of radio frequency spectrum and geostationary satellite and non-geostationary satellite orbits. You can read more about the WRC23 conference and agenda at ARRL.org. The ARRL Foundation is accepting applications for scholarships through January 10th of 2024. The scholarship program supports eligible amateur radio operators pursuing higher education. The ARRL Foundation manages more than 100 scholarships established by generous donors ranging from $500 all the way up to $25,000. Scholarships will be awarded for the academic year that will begin no earlier than June of 2024 following the application deadline. The scholarships vary in eligibility requirements, but ARRL Director of Development Kevin Beal, K8EAL, says the scholarships pave the way for amateur radio to be a hands-on pathway to STEM careers. Additional information and a link to the application can be found at ARRL.org/scholarship-program. There's a great story in the ARRL letter this week about a California amateur radio club and the Great California Shakeout Drill they conducted this past October. The report is filled with details and information about their drill and is a good example of what amateur clubs can do to help prepare for emergency situations. And you can read the club's story and their success in the ARRL letter. Find that at ARRL.org. Special event stations will offer many opportunities for amateur radio operators to honor veterans and make contacts for Veterans Day this year. The K1USN Radio Club will be on the air Saturday, November 11th to show their appreciation for those who have served in the military. K1USN will be on the HF bands on single sideband, CW, and FT8. They'll begin operating at 1300 UTC and run through 2100 UTC. K1USN QSL cards will be available for all who contact the station. The American Legion Post 111 Amateur Radio Club, KA4TAL in South Carolina, will also operate on November 11th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Look for them around 14255, 7264, 14275, and 7185. You can email talarc.ka4tal@gmail.com for electronic contact certificates. Now, on the same day, the Liberty Ship SS John W. Brown, K8JWB, will host National Liberty Ship Day. The event honors those who served in the military and operated, protected, and built all 2,710 World War II Liberty ships, including the Merchant Marines, the Navy Armed Guard, and the female shipyard workers recruited during the war. Operations there on 14250, 7225, and 21300 from 0200Z until 0800Z. QSL cards will be available by mail from Project Liberty Ship. That's P.O. Box 25846 in Baltimore, Maryland. In Ohio, the Central Ohio Radio Club will hold their third annual Veterans Day check-in net on November 11th, beginning at 11 a.m. Eastern. They'll use their main VHF repeater, W8AIC, on 14676, PL Tone 123. All amateurs can check in and share stories of their own military experience or information about family and friends who have served. A special QSL card will be mailed to each ham who contacts the station. And in Maryland, the Charles County Amateur Radio Club will host their special event, the Ghost Fleet, at Mallows Bay, again on November 11th from 1400 Zulu to 2100 Zulu. Mallows Bay is the site of more than 100 shipwrecks and is now the Mallows Bay Potomac River National Marine Sanctuary, the first national marine sanctuary in the state of Maryland. K3SMD will operate on 40 meters at 7270, 20 meters and 15 meters on phone and FT8. QSL cards will be mailed to those who contact the station by Michelle Sack in 3YRZ. You can reach her at P.O. Box 1182 in Waldorf, Maryland. Also on November 11th, the United States Marine Corps will celebrate its 248th anniversary. It was officially formed on 11/10 of 1775, and they'll also be marking Veterans Day. The USS Midway amateur radio station NI6IW will be on the air from 1700 Zulu to 2359 Zulu. Look for them on 14320, 14070, 7250. The station will use PSK-31, D-Star, and the Papa System repeaters, and a wide-area amateur radio network of 57 additional repeaters on 19 hilltops, providing coverage across Southern California and beyond. A QSL card will be available for every operator who contacts NI6IW. A complete list of special event stations, including Veterans Day stations, are available at ARRL.org/special-event-stations. Or you can just type in veterans in the keyword search bar on ARRL.org to find them. Amateur radio is serving as a vital link during recovery efforts for Hurricane Otis. On the morning of Wednesday, October 25th, 165-mile-an-hour winds from Hurricane Otis knocked out all communications and unleashed a nightmare scenario in Acapulco, Mexico. That area is home to roughly 800,000 people. Radio Club Querétaro member Ruben Navarrete Galvan, XE1EC, tells us that amateur radio operators have been active with multiple operations and passing a lot of health and welfare traffic. They've also been repairing a damaged repeater and deploying donations for hams in the U.S., including a UHF repeater, solar panels, and 50 handhelds to the affected areas. And they're helping state agencies get their mobile stations back on the air and reinstalling HF antennas that were damaged. Several state agencies have had ham radio operators embedded with them during the recovery process. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here with his weekly AMSAT report. Bruce?
If you happen to have missed the AMSAT symposium and would like to catch up on all the neat talks and demonstrations, head on over to AMSAT.org. Scroll down on the main page to AMSAT News Service number 302. You will find a breakdown of each talk and demonstration and be able to watch that one. We hope you enjoy them. Next year's symposium will be in Florida. Looking for something to collect? Of course, AMSAT has awards, a lot of awards. Head on over to AMSAT.org again and hover over Services, then click on Awards. There you will find awards for as few as 20 satellite contacts to all 488 continental U.S. grid squares, as well as a reverse VUCC for working satellites from 100 or more different grid squares. Do not forget the ARRL awards for worked all continents, worked all states, VUCC, and DXCC on satellite. There is something for everyone. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO.
In radio sport this week, the year-long Volunteers on the Air event continues. You can find the state activation schedules for weekly W1AW portable operations, including November 1st through 7th, West Virginia with W1AW/8, Massachusetts with W1AW/1, and Iowa at W1AW/0, and November 8th through the 14th, Wyoming, W1AW/7, Maryland, W1AW/3, and Kansas, Whiskey 1, Alpha Whiskey, /0. Some contests coming up to put on your calendar. November 4th, the YB Banga DX contest, that's phone. November 4th, also the IPARC contest, that's CW. November 4th through 6th, the ARRL sweepstakes contest, CW. November 5th, the IPARC contest, phone. November 5th, the EANet Sprint, that's CW phone and digital. November 5th, the High Speed Club CW contest. And November 6th, the RSGB 80 Meter Autumn Series, that's digital. And November 7th, the ARS Spartan Sprint on CW. Of course, there's upcoming section, state, and division conventions as well. November 4th, the Wisconsin Aries Races Conference is hosting the Wisconsin State Convention at Wisconsin Rapids. November 4th through 5th, the Stone Mountain Ham Fest hosting the Georgia State Convention in Lawrenceville, Georgia. November 18th through the 19th, the Fort Wayne Ham Fest and Computer Expo hosting the ARRL Central Division Convention. That's in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And December 8th through 9th, the Tampa Bay Ham Fest hosting the ARRL West Central Florida Section Convention in Plant City. And January 6th, Ham Radio University hosting the ARRL New York City Long Island Section Convention, Brookville, New York. Search the ARRL Hamfest and Convention database to find events in your area. And finally, thanks to KE7GGV, the CGR Radio Networks for the Blind and Disabled in Vancouver, Washington, for airing the ARRL audio news. I'm Sierra Harrop, W5DX, in for John Ross, KD8IDJ. From all of us, 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL audio news is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at ARRL.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL audio news, email us at audionews@ARRL.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.